Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey guys, welcome into Keep It About Ball from ZBR, daily sports betting talk with me, Zach of ZBR. I'm an amateur bettor and a casual fan, so please do not take this as official advice. I'm just here to share my betting journey. Please don't forget to subscribe to the show on YouTube at ZBR Sports so we can grow our channel and hit our goal of 50 subscribers. And as always, thank you guys for listening. All right, welcome in everyone on this Monday morning. Hope everyone wakes up ready to tackle the week, get some shit done. Had a little day off yesterday, no show, I know. Soft hands, blah, never worked a day in my life, whatever. Nah, but we took a little day off here. I think Sundays are probably going to be our day off here at Keep It About Ball. But yeah, we're not here to talk about that or my how soft my hands are. We're here to keep it about ball, so let's go ahead and jump into it. The Raiders are hiring Luke Getsy as their offensive coordinator. Patrick Mahomes' father was arrested for DWI. I don't know, to me that just says poor leadership genetics. You I guess, just hate to see it. Cliff Kingsbury went from one mess to another and signed with the Commanders to be their offensive coordinator. It's the same job. Like, really, what are you doing? Like, I mean, you got two receivers that you like at each place. Question mark at quarterback. New coach. Questionable ownership. Like, it's literally the same situation. Like, underperforming defense. Although the Raiders' defense might be just a little bit better. Yeah, that's, I don't know what Cliff's doing there. Maybe he probably knows something we probably don't. But anyways, over in the NBA, the Clippers beat the Heat 103-95. James Harden finished with 20 points, 11 assists, and 8 boards. The Pacers beat the Hornets 115-99. Pascal Siakam finished with 25 points, 9 assists, and 8 boards. Brandon Miller led with 35. The Celtics beat the Grizzlies. It's still 5:30 here. I'm going to blame it on that. The Celtics beat the Grizzlies, and Marcus Smart's, I don't know if you want to call it his return to Boston, because he didn't play, but he was there. Got the standing ovation, which is cool. Very well deserved. Miss Marcus a lot. Wish we still had him. Yeah, I hope he finds his way back. But the Celtics win here. Gosh, I don't have the score right here in front of me. I don't know why I didn't put that here in my notes. But the score was 131-91. Okie dokie, moving forward here. Jason Tatum did have 34, 7, and 8, by the way. Really struggled to get through that game, Zach. the Suns beat the Wizards by a wide margin, 140-112. Bradley Beal had 43 points against his old team. Hopefully Marcus Smart never does that to us. The Timberwolves beat the Rockets, 111, make a wish, hun, to 99. Houston did not have 20 points here, did not have a 20-point score. Anthony Edwards over on the other side finished with 32. The Magic beat the Pistons 111-99. Wow, that's beautiful. Really make a wish there on that one, hon. Franz Wagner had 38 points. Monster trucks and guns. Talking about making wishes over here, Zach. Maybe you really do have soft hands. No, monster trucks and guns. Football. I don't know what this basketball stuff even means, but football, yeah. Guy stuff, you know. Shut the fuck up. Raptors and the Thunder went to a double OT. The Thunder come out on top, 135-127. The Thunder had 5 players and 20 points here. I guess that's not too hard to do in double OT, but still kind of cool to see. The Jazz beat the Bucks 123-108. Utah got a balanced effort here, including 8, 6, and 7 from the GOAT, Kelly Olynyk. The Nuggets hang on over the Trailblazers 112-103. Jokic had 21, 7, and 8. Jamal Murray had 21, 10, and 5. Over in men's college D1 hoops, number 2 Purdue beats number 6 Wisconsin 75-69. Nice. Loyola Chicago beats Davidson 76-63. Iona beats Rider 94-93. Mount St. Mary's beats Siena 68-61. Marist beats St. Peter's 63-52. Fairfield beats Manhattan 77-68. Quinnipiac beats Canisius 88-63. UNC Greensboro beats Furman 89-87. Purdue FW beats Youngstown State 82-78. Wright State beats North Kentucky 85-78. Milwaukee beats IUPUI. That makes me laugh every time. 87-67. Tulane beats Temple 92-80. South Dakota State beats South Dakota. Some real Civil War type action there. 70-67. SMU beats UAB 72-69. Nice. Villanova beats Providence 68-50. Number 14, Illinois beats Nebraska 87-84. Number 11, Arizona beats Stanford 82-71. And not going to skip over the women's today. Over in women's college hoops, we got Florida State beating Miami 75-68. We got number 8, Ohio State beating number 10, Indiana 74-69. Nice. Number 17, Virginia Tech beating number 24, North Carolina 70-61. Number 21, Syracuse beating Boston College 75-63. Georgia beating Kentucky 72-65. Illinois State beating Indiana State 64-59. William & Mary beating Drexel 75-62. Towson beat Charleston 66-59. UNC Wilmington won over Hampton 77-70. Campbell beat Elon. Man, Elon loses a lot of fucking games. 53-35. Gosh. You'd think Elon would have, like, paid for that school by now and just, like, sponsored the shit out of the athletics department. Maybe not. Yeah, I guess he's probably not an athletics guy. I don't know, but it'd be good for the brand, you'd think. I don't know. Maybe I'm reaching there. VCU beat George Washington 71-51. Number 1, South Carolina beats Ole Miss 85-56. Number 12 beats number 2, Kansas State, RIP, 61-54. Number 9, LSU beats Florida 106-66. Number 14, Notre Dame beat Pitt 78-53. Number 22, Creighton beat Butler 75-65. Arizona beat Arizona State 63-52. Valparaiso beat UIC 71-70. Georgetown beat DePaul 44-42. Georgia Tech beat Wake Forest 58-55. NCANT beat Northeastern 72-49. Stony Brook beat Monmouth 78-62. Delaware beat Hofstra 82-59. Charlotte beat Temple 91-81. Dayton beat LaSalle 72-69. Nice. Tennessee beat Missouri 80-69. Nice. Bucknell beat American 61-47. Number 6, Colorado beat Washington 80-57. Number 11, UConn beat St. John 78-63. Number 13, Baylor beat Houston 83-60. Number 15, USC beats California 79-69. Nice. Number 20, Utah beat Washington State 73-61. Tulane beat UTSA 75-64. Tulsa beat North Texas 79-74. East Carolina beat Wichita State 72-51. Northwestern beat Wisconsin 69-43. Stanford beat number 7 UCLA 80-60. Clemson beat Virginia 75-69. Nice. Mississippi State beats Texas A&M 74-63. Go Hogs. Arkansas wins 74-72 over Auburn. Suck it. Number 18, Oregon State beats Oregon 64-60 to round out the women's night. Over here in some soccer, I'm going to butcher some names real quick. In the English Premier League, Brentford beat Man City. Or no, excuse me, that's today. So we can just go ahead and scriddly ditch that on out. Bournemouth beat Nottingham Forest 1-1. They drew 1-1. Gosh, I read these scores so weird. I see one name in bold and I just assume they won. Okay, so that first Bournemouth versus Nottingham Forest was a draw, 1-1. Wolves beat Chelsea 4-2. Man United beat West Ham 3-0. Arsenal beat Liverpool 3-1. That's going to be definitely a learning experience for me in reading some of these soccer scores, is remembering that they can draw a lot easier than probably like any other sport. And in the last major league we have here from yesterday, we have another draw caught at that time in La Liga. Villarreal was at Cadiz, and one ended 0-0. Celta Vigo beat Osasuna 3-0. Betis beat Getafe, or they drew 1-1. Damn it, they drew 1-1. Nobody beat anybody. And then in the last game, I think I know both of these. They drew 1-1, Real Madrid and Atletico. So I don't think I butchered those two. Did we have any action in Bundesliga yesterday? We did. Wolfsburg and Hoffenheim drew at 2-2. And RP Leipzig beat Union Berlin 2-0. All right, we got any PGA Tour going on? Looks like Wes Clark. Isn't that his name? Wesley Clark won the Pebble Beach Pro-Am. American, let's go. Windham Clark, put some respect on that. All right, good shit, Windham. Way to carry it home for the U.S. of A. Only American we got in the top five over in golf, over in LIV right now, LIV Golf. Johnson here, what's Dustin Johnson. Hey, Dustin, bring it on home, bud. You got some strokes to close in on there. Better do that. I don't know how you go about that in golf, but whatever you got to do, get that done. Get that done, big dog. All right. Did take a couple of days off betting. Hopped back in a little bit yesterday. Rough night. First parlay. Well, I bet them all straight first. I had three straight wagers that I parlayed all together. Typical Zach move, I'm sure. The one that hit, the one leg that I suppose hit, was Paul George, 6.5 rebounds and assists. And then I missed on Bam Adebayo, over 32.5 PRA, and Jabari Smith Jr., over 9.5 points. And then over on the little fan duel, I did make a little parlay that was in traditional Zach fashion, one leg short. Suns money line hit, Pacers money line hit, Thunder money line hit. Well, it was a little scary there for a minute. Just needed Giannis to grab 10 rebounds, which he grabbed 10 against, who they play again last night? The Jazz. Grabbed 10 against them last time. Has had, like, 11 and 12 in, like, you know, three of his last four games. And it was the last three games that he's done. So I was like, yeah, he can grab 10 boards. Nope, he grabbed 7. Giannis just does not like covering rebounds for me. I don't know what it is. But, yeah. I guess got to stop betting that. So hopefully we turn that around there. But with that, I'm signing off. I got to get this show edited and get to work. It's a new month, guys, which means it's less time to kill it this month because it's a short month, being February. So let's make sure we make each day count as much as we can. Let's get to it, ZBR fam. You know what I'm saying? Share the show with your friends. Drop that review. 5-star, please. Subscribe on YouTube. All that good shit. And until tomorrow, let's kick the week off right. Don't stumble through your sentences like me. Let's cash some bets and keep it about bomb.
Thank you for listening to Keep It About Ball. Don't forget to follow the show on Twitter and subscribe to us on YouTube @ZBR Sports. And as always, thank you for listening and for your support.